Well, you're down the fetter one. You're so big. Every cloud is silver lining to break escape from all the fears. The people eat. 'Cause I'd be raising my lonely pencil floss. Raising my lonely pencil floss.
Raising my lonely pencil floss.
Well, I just might grow me some peas, but I'd leave the sweet stuff to somebody else. How about you, brother? And then I would keep the wax. Pluck the floss and switch it around, and I'll have that crop. Raising my lonely dental floss. feet. And in my foot push, just me and the finger pony, over by the little flowers bush. And then I might just jump back on and ride like a cowboy into the halls of my town.
for this music.
Thank you so much for coming out this evening. We'll just keep the songs coming your way.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
started thinking about doing this seriously, you know, I had to think in the back of my mind that it was possible to do it on an annual basis, but we just didn't know what kind of response it was going to get. And so this is the second year that we're into doing it. I hope to keep you. Keep coming to new places. So I really appreciate you guys coming out and telling your friends and bringing your kids. I know I see a little soul there. Caitlin met earlier at the sound check. 3 years old. Or four. Is he four? He's 4 years old. So, you know, that's some good parenting right there. Don't worry, he's not here for us. But, you know, start him early. That's what I say. So, we're going to take you all now on a little journey into a crazy place called the Pygmy Twilight.
Thank you.
would be delighted if you could help us out. What we need is a theme that is strictly from North Carolina. Now, I specifically do not want a Frank Zappa reference, no song title, nothing like that. I want something that's just very much part of the culture of North Carolina, because we are a very visual show. So, everybody has a good idea. Yeah, because we wear this in our minds, it's always very difficult for me to hear anything specifically. So I've heard some stuff about barbecue. Okay, let's get on the front. What's your idea? So that's one word that we can use. He said hippies. I'm not sure, you know, that's not my association specifically with North Carolina, but maybe things have changed. Okay. Moonshine? That's pretty good. Hippie moonshine. Alright. Be on the lookout for hippie moonshine. That's going to appear later in the show and probably outside the parking lot. So, all right. In order to achieve artistic unity with your concept, we are going to play the song Dupree's Paradise, which features body commercials for every band member, and then, perhaps, some hippie moonshine.
Thank you.
solo with the other.
Said there, he was really Oh,
anymore. We'll let it stay where it was. But somehow, once I overheard somebody make the mistake of mentioning a certain place in Texas, and I'm not sure if they did it as a joke or if it was serious, but I thought it was amusing. They said Corpus Christi, Texas. I hope it was, you know, them just really not understanding, and that they really thought it was Corpus Christi, Texas. And in fact, I'm gonna try to get the name changed. They sent a copy of that song. No, it'll be really important. The world needs it. But perhaps not as much as you guys need this next song.
Thank you. Seven nights, put it at seven nights, put it at seven nights. Thank you.
inspired to sing along to this one. So, it's an open invitation. It goes like this.
Oh,
still just hanging in there, enjoying himself. That's awesome. Well,
Carolina, our very own Billy Holte is going to deliver our special Illinois Animal Baptist claim announcement.
This is a true story about a famous criminal from right around Chicago. This is the story of
thank you.
rest. And it's time to have him for a special guest. The DA will order a secret test. Shoves bunch of little thumbs in the side of his vest. Then he comes out and calls for all the jury folks. And the judge will say,
"No poo-poo jokes."
With a tiny bandit for all the scene. Secret don't know. So the water in the third degree. And then the bandit might say,
"This
is cause this misery. This is cause this misery. This is cause this misery."
Put them on the
He said, for an unknown service charge, I could reach your bottom tonight. If I was ready, willing, and able to pay him his regular fee, that guy has no natural good whatsoever to devote his attention to me. But I said,
don't give up.
Trying your hands off the beat like that.
Don't give up. Don't you hate the
sound? The mystery man got nervous and he fidgeted around a bit. He reached in the pocket of the mystery roll and he whipped out a shaving kit. Now I thought it was a razor. And a can of foaming goo. But he told me right then when I saw pop, it was left of his box won't do. Put the oil around your body and the dust of the land haunts you. He said you might not believe this story, but it'll cure your asthma to your fascinating.
Thank you.
preparations and your preparations and ran up the snout. And I've got a crystal ball, he said. And he held on up to the light. So I snatched it off away from him. And I showed him how to do it right.
Thank you. disgusting.
Thank you.
audience. Thank
you very much. All right.
Surprise.
Thank you.
souvenir to our youngest fan for the evening. So, how do you spell his name? All right. This is for Soul. You guys have been really fun. I really appreciate you.